Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded by the prophet Daniel in his book chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, the hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Judgment will come. Maybe the title of this devotion makes you feel that you don't want to even continue with it. Who wants to talk about judgment? It's not a popular idea in our day. It's not a popular idea to us either. There's something in us that doesn't like the thought of being held accountable to anyone or anything. Maybe that's why calling someone judgmental is one of the biggest insults you can throw at them. But whether we like it or not, the Bible is clear. There will be a day when God will judge the living and the dead. The one who created every human being, and who formed the world and all that is in it, will judge those who have been given life and breath and a soul. After seeing a vision of four beasts rising out of the sea, which represented the progression of different kingdoms that would rule the world, Daniel saw the Lord himself take his seat for judgment. It was an awesome picture. The Lord's clothing and hair were gleaming white. There was fire, and thousands upon thousands of angels. But then silence. The books were opened. It would be a terrifying vision if this is all that we had. We know our sins. We know what those books would say about us. Guilty. We are sinners who deserve to be sent out of God's presence forever. Thankfully, a couple of verses later, we hear about someone else who is led into that courtroom. Daniel writes, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." It's Jesus. It's the one who has nothing against him in God's books. It's the perfect Son of God who lived in our place on earth and who gave himself on the cross for our sins so that our record before God is cleared. This is why he is given all authority and power in heaven and on earth. He is the Lamb who was slain for us. Yes, judgment will come, but so is Jesus. And because of him, you can stand confidently before the throne of God. Dear Lord Jesus, as I await your second coming, please help me find my confidence in your perfect life and death. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.